Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. It's the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 61990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And I think my boys are a little late in getting here this morning, but I think they understand now.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to develop a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. It is National Backward Day. No, we're not moving forward. We are going backward. I wonder if they're referring in that instance to what's going on in some areas of our government. Just a thought right there. I think we're having a little technical issues. I think I've heard that can't hear us on ronsiegelradio.tv. So we'll see if we can get that straightened out for you real quick. But once again, we are. It's almost kind of like Nancy Pelosi's issue. Do you remember? Did you hear anything about Nancy Pelosi yesterday? Her microphones weren't working. I guess we were able to get ours fixed a little bit quicker than she could get hers fixed. Great English this morning already. What's going on in the markets? They were down quite a bit earlier. There is some news. There could be a little delay in the tax remake under the Trump administration. So we'll see what happens there. Markets down 156 points today. Oil up 74 cents as we're broadcasting right now. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down a nice bit, down to 2.44 is the yield. That is good news for those people who are refinancing their home loans. So we will chat about that when we get into our discussion this morning on. Had a great discussion lined up this morning when we're talking about how to get into the house with absolutely no down payments. So that's some good information that we anticipate sharing for you today. Not good news for those of you that are Raider fans. Yeah, the Raiders decided that they want to have a little more control. They don't understand the idea that even though you are an NFL football team, billionaires are not going to be told what to do, when to do it. Yeah, the Raiders are finding that out firsthand right now. So the Raiders went to Sheldon Adelson. He is the owner of the Palazzo, the Venetian, Sands Casino, Sands Resort in Morocco. A lot of holdings, tremendous amount of holdings. And they decided that they wanted to be the controlling interest in the stadium. Which, you know, that's all well and good. That's fine. Having a controlling interest in the stadium that they're moving into, projecting to move into in Las Vegas, not a problem with that. But here's the issue. If you want somebody else to put up all the money for you, you better see what they have in mind, because it's the old golden rule. So if you don't believe in the golden rule, you got a problem. And here's where the Raiders went wrong, is they decided they were going to tell Mr. Adelson after. They're looking for $650 million from him. They decide to tell him that, well, you know something, you're not going to be able to have any say in other events going on at the stadium. If the University of Nevada, Las Vegas wants to play games there, they must leave the Raider logo on the field. So Mr. Adelson says he was deeply disappointed for the disregard the Raiders showed the community partners, particularly UNLV. And with that, he said, you know something, as they say in Shark Tank, I'm out. And Mr. Adelson and his $650 million decided they don't need to be partners in that stadium. Do you think Mr. Adelson, a billionaire in his own right, think if he wants to build a stadium there, he really needs the NFL? Do you think he needs any of those issues going on? I would just suggest probably not, that he can do whatever he wants there in Las Vegas. He's got a good track record, got a great track record in Vegas, so I'm assuming that he really doesn't need any of those issues or any assistance from the Raiders. Speaking of assistance, the news we know is going out of business. In most instances, news is no longer a reporting issue. It is a commentary issue. Well, CBS 60 Minutes is trying to see if they can salvage their brand. How else would you salvage your brand if you've got a talk business? It's other than going to probably the best in the world at talk and great discussion shows. Yeah, they just decided they would bring Oprah Winfrey on their program with them. So Oprah is now going to be a special contributor to 60 Minutes. Might be good for both of them simply because, yeah, 60 Minutes, most of the media, actually a lot of the media is going downhill. Miss Winfrey, her program on her own network, I don't think is nearly as successful, and I'm not a big TV watcher of that kind of stuff during the day anyway, but I don't know if the Oprah Winfrey Network is doing exactly what she had hoped it would do when she left her daytime talk program. So Oprah Winfrey, now a special contributor to 60 Minutes, just moving right along. Boy Scouts, oh no, unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts have decided that they're going to allow transgender children into their programs. Now, transgender children who identify as boys to enroll in its boys-only program. Isn't that Boy Scouts for young people? Do they really know that they're identifying as a different gender when you're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old? Just wondering. It's coming out of Secaucus, New Jersey. My kids get a vote in a lot of issues, and sexuality, that really wasn't even a topic when they were of scouting age. Just a thought right there. Warren Buffett back in the news talking about, whoa, look at this one. Buffett bought $12 billion worth of stock after Election Day, a net of $12 billion, is what he told Charlie Rose in an interview that aired on Friday. Didn't identify the security he picked. Purchases of that magnitude represent a major pickup in activity for Omaha-based Berkshire Hathaway. During the first 9 months last year, the company bought $5.2 billion and sold or redeemed roughly $20 billion worth of stock, according to the regulatory filings. In 2015, Berkshire bought about $10 billion in equities. So right after the election, having bought $12 billion, that is a big, big sign of what their beliefs are, obviously in a positive way with regard to a Trump administration. Now, start getting rid of some of the regulation on business. That might be a real benefit for that which is going on in our economy. Just a thought right there. Unbelievable. Good news coming out there. Chicago PMI, though, I don't know, fell to 50.3, below the consensus of 55. Not good news there. And U.S. home prices rise 5.3%. That is some good news in home prices. Think about that concept. We've been talking about it on Ron Siegel Radio for a long time. Pricing will go up. That is good news for the market. That is good news for you if you get yourself in the game. That's according to the Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Index, up 5.3%. A little bit faster than the gains in October, 5.1%. Home sales remained healthy, even as mortgage rates have risen, suggesting home buyers are trying to lock down purchases before rates increase further. Again, more signs that the economy is doing better, or the anticipation is. You got to remember that whenever we look at the economy, we look at what the Dow Jones is doing, and we're talking about some of these different statistics. These are forward-looking. The Dow Jones, when you see that the market went up so drastically right after the election and the knowledge, the certainty that we would now have a Trump administration, that was basically the market saying, yes, we in the future we see better indicators of success. I saw this morning the president was meeting with some medical companies, some prescription pharma companies, and talking about it takes 15 years to get drugs through, and they wonder, why is it so expensive in the U.S.? Well, when you take 15 years to get a drug through the system, what do you think that's going to do to pricing? It's going to definitely increase pricing. Unbelievable. More hindrance from the Democrats. fighting against school choice. Unbelievable. You look at some of these people that are against school choice, against the president's selection of Betsy DeVos as anti-American, hurting African Americans. Then you look at the Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Think about this. If schools were so successful, why would people care about having a choice? If the schools were so successful in the inner cities, why would they be saying that we've got an education problem in the inner cities? Well, they wouldn't be. Yet, because of the union influence and how they control politicians like Pelosi, like Elizabeth Warren, like Chuck Schumer, and others, think about that. If it wasn't that they just controlled those people, do you think that they would not have a want to have the less privilege to have a choice in going to the school that they want, that their parents want? I'm saying right here, right now, that when you go against school choice, it is immoral and it hurts the less privileged individuals in our society. The less privileged are the ones that need school choice. They need to be able to go to a parochial school if the parents think that that's in their best interest. They need to go to a private school if the parents think that's in their best interest. They need the ability to go to a charter school if the parents think that's in their best interest, and the ability to go to a public school if the parents think that is in their best interest. What is the problem with choice? And what is the problem with getting a voucher to go and pay for it? Well, the problem is the unions can't control it then. And people like Elizabeth Warren, who are so hypocritical, they don't want to get onto that bandwagon and let the kids have and the parents have control of their own destiny. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about down payment assistance, talk about kids' school choice. How about mom and dad having the choice to own their own home instead of having to rent? And we've even got a down payment assistance program, so you can do it with no money down. That means less money out of your pocket than going to rent if you qualify. We're going to also talk about thinking of making an offer. We're going to have some success tips for you there, what to expect from your home inspection, and the $227,000 tax deduction that many people don't think about. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel One on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within the market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST to 79564, NEST to 79564. Get on a search for your new home. And where you're going to really want that now, because it's so important for you right this minute to get that home search going. Just because, think about that. Amazing. Very, very interesting that we've got the home search. And it's really simple. It's not that big a deal. It's a simple process for you. You go on there. It's all done on your phone. Check it out. You search there for the bedrooms and the things that are important: bedrooms, bathrooms, price, community. All those things are part of the home search, and it's all free. That's the beauty of it. And you'll want that, because we're going to be talking about getting down payment grant money. And I like the idea of grant money, because that means you don't have to repay it. So that's like a gift. Think about that, 5% gift of money for you. I'm just going to give you that information real quick. But here's the issue. Before you do that, if you're thinking about making an offer, you need to understand some real estate tips for success. And when you're searching for that perfect house to call a home and finally found one, price is right and in such a competitive market that you want to make sure you make a good offer so that you can guarantee you get the dream home and somebody else getting your dream home. Freddie Mac had four tips for making an offer in their latest executive perspective. And the four tips they covered, along with some of my own commentary for you to think about. Number one, understand how much you can afford. While it's not nearly as fun as house hunting, fully understanding your finances is critical in making an offer. This tip or step should take place before you start your home search process. I've mentioned before, getting pre-approved is one of the many steps that will show home sellers that you are serious about buying and will allow you to make your offer with the confidence of knowing that you already have been pre-approved for a mortgage for that amount. You'll also need to know if you are prepared to make any repairs that may need to be made to the house, like a roof, a furnace, whatever. Those are all issues for you to understand. That's why we say get the advantage approval from our friends over at Gold Star. They're going to underwriter go through and get you approved, as opposed to a loan officer. Yeah, the loan officers are good. They understand a lot of what's going on. But the underwriter is the one who's going to ultimately sign off on the loan. And if they have you pre-approved, or if they have you approved, that's the big issue right there. You know, it's a big benefit for having that totally approved offer. That way you can actually walk in as if you are a cash buyer. You don't have the contingencies that others will have. Just another benefit for you. Again, get a hold of our friends over at Gold Star. Their loan application is right on the SiegelLendingTeam.com website. So if you go to SiegelLendingTeam.com, on that website, you'll see an Apply Now button. It's very, very simple to get your application in. I'll share that with you. I'll show you how to navigate that whole process. Again, it's not that difficult, and that is going to be your very, very first step within the process. Number two, act fast. Even though there are fewer investors, the inventory of homes for sale is also low, and competition for housing continues to heat up in many parts of the country. According to the latest existing home sales report, the inventory of homes for sale is currently at a 3.6-month supply. That's a national number, well below the 6-month supply that is needed for a normal market. Buyer demand has continued to outpace the supply of homes for sale, causing buyers to compete with each other for their dream homes. Make sure that as soon as you decide that you want to make an offer, you work with your agent, and let me put you in touch with one that knows what they're doing. There's a lot of agents out there that are nice people, but may not have the experience and hope for you to have on your team. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people. Again, I have a license to sell real estate. I just don't do it. I'm not qualified. I would not be one of the people I would recommend. But I can recommend you to the right people in every part of the country where you hear my voice. I know some of the people, or I know somebody who can get us in touch with them. Great information there to help you out. No cost. Make a solid offer. Freddie Mac offers this advice to help make your offer the strongest it could be. And I'll quote them. Your strongest offer will be comparable with other sales and listings in the neighborhood. A licensed real estate agent in the neighborhoods you are considering will be instrumental in helping you put in a solid offer based on the experience and other key considerations, such as recent sales of similar homes, the condition of the house, and what you can afford, unquote. Consider ways of making your offer stand out. Many buyers write a personal letter to the seller letting them know how much they would love to be the new homeowners. Your agent will be able to help you figure out if there are any other ways you'll stand out above the rest. Home buying is emotional. Your real estate professional, your lender, the listing agent, the home inspectors, who we'll talk about in the next segment, they don't have any emotional tie to your real estate. They don't have an emotional tie to the transaction, or they should not have an emotional tie. The seller has an emotional tie because it's their property. It's the property in many instances that they've lived in. Maybe they raised their kids there. Maybe they got married while they lived there. Maybe they, you know, there's all kinds of things, but it's an emotional. It's part of their family. If you appeal to their emotions, you're in good shape in the finances, you're going to have a better opportunity to get that property, to own that property. Just a thought for you there. So you want to understand that portion of the process. Now, the last step here in being in success tips is be prepared to negotiate. Don't be prepared to negotiate with your team. Your lender, your real estate agent, they need all the information you can possibly give them. If you're withholding information from them, they're on your side. They can't do their job as best as possible for you if you're not giving them all the background information that you have. So be prepared to negotiate with the other side. And I'll quote again from the Freddie Mac report. It's likely that you'll get at least one counteroffer from the sellers, so be prepared. The two things most likely to be negotiated are the selling price and the closing date. Given that, you'll be glad you did your homework first to understand how much you can afford. Your agent will also be key in the negotiation process, giving you guidance on the counteroffer and making sure that the agreed-to contract terms are met, unquote. If your offer is approved, Freddie Mac urges you to always get an independent home inspection so you know the true condition of the home. If the inspection uncovers undisclosed problems or issues, you can discuss any repairs that may need to be made with the seller or cancel the contract. We'll talk about more of that in the next segment as well. But here's the idea. We had Brent Humphries on yesterday, and he's talked about this in the past, that he likes to call the selling, the listing agent before they make an offer so that they can go through and have a discussion, have a frank discussion on what are the expectations of the seller. What is the seller looking for? What are is there a hot button that they want a 60-day escrow or they want a 30-day escrow? Do they need a little time to find someplace to move? Do they need some time after the close of escrow to get their new property? If you put some of those extra things in there, it may make the negotiations go a lot smoother, and you might win that offer just because your buying agent did a little homework up front. Bottom line here, whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, having a local professional on your side who is an expert in the market is your best bet to make sure that the process goes smoothly. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I would be happy to introduce you to somebody. Again, it's not what I do, but I do know the right people for you. And to get started without even talking to anybody, all you do is text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. You can get on that home search totally free starting today because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, down payment assistance. I got free money to give away. Got to qualify for it. You have to qualify for the rest of it. But we've got the free money that we'll give away to you. You got to chat with us about that. And what to expect from your home inspection and a $27,447 tax deduction that maybe you're just not familiar with. So we'll talk about that as well. All of that, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel, and video replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again,
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next home, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star. Go to the website, SiegelLendingTeam.com. Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. There's an apply now button. There's a lot of great information there. What to expect from your home inspection. So you made the offer. We talked about that in the last segment. It was accepted. Now your next task is to have the home inspector or home inspected prior to closing. More often than not, your agent may have made your offer contingent on a clean home inspection. They should have done that for you. This contingency allows you to renegotiate the price paid for the home, ask the sellers to cover repairs, or even in some cases, walk away from the transaction. Your agent can advise you on the best course of action once the report is filed. The agent should also have some good input on who should be doing the inspection for you. How to choose the inspector is our next topic. Your agent will most likely have a short list of inspectors that they have worked with in the past, and they can recommend for you. According to Realtor.com, they consider you follow you the following the five areas when choosing the right home inspector. Number one, their qualifications. Find out what's included in your inspection and if the age or location of your home may warrant specific certifications or specialties. Get a sample report. Ask for a sample inspection report so you can review how thoroughly they will be inspecting your dream home. The more detailed the report, the better in most cases. Number three, references. Do your homework. Ask for the phone numbers and names of past clients that you can call to ask about their experience. Number four, memberships. Not all belong to a national state association of home inspectors, and membership in one of these groups should not be the only way to evaluate your choice. However, membership in one of these organizations often means that there is a continued training and education provided. There are no licenses required to be a home inspector. It's amazing that for some that diligence or that portion of the due diligence, no license required. Number five, errors and omission insurance. Find out what the liability of the inspector or inspection company is once the inspection is over. The inspector is only human after all, and it's possible they might miss something they should have seen. Ask your inspector if it's okay for you to tag along during the inspection. That way they can point out anything that should be addressed or fixed. Don't be surprised to see your inspector climbing on the roof, crawling around in the attic, and on the floor. The job of the inspector is to protect your investment and find any issues with the home, including but not limited to the roof, plumbing, electrical components, appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, ventilation, windows, the fireplace and chimney, the foundation, and a whole lot more. Bottom line, they say ignorance is bliss, but not when investing your hard-earned money in a home of your own. Work with a professional you can trust to give you the most information possible about your new home so that you can make the most educated decision about your purchase. It's very, very simple. You know, you're talking about a huge transaction here. You got to get great counsel, and that's what the inspector is there for. Again, if you don't know an inspector, if your agent doesn't know an inspector, call 800-306-1990. I'll be happy to put you in touch with somebody in your neighborhood. So I talked to you a little bit, and again, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Don't forget, as part of that process, it is very important that you recognize the timing of everything. In fact, you might even want to talk to your real estate professional about assisting you with a timeline, a contingency line, so that you know when the different contingency dates are. When is your home inspection due? When is your home appraisal due? Because a lot of times those two inspections are going along at the same time, but they're not inspecting for the same thing. The appraisal is inspecting for the asset and valuation for the collateral of the lending institution. The home inspection is making sure systems are operating properly. They're not really dealing with value. Are the light switches working? Is the furnace working? Is the roof in good condition? So it's letting you know those issues. Many of those, unless it's a health and safety violation, the appraiser is not going to be the one looking into those items. So two completely different issues there for you. Let's chat about some money. I like talking about money, and when you can get some free money, that's even better. Obviously, being in the finance world.
More money.
I like that idea, more money. So there are down payment assistance programs. Some of the down payment assistance programs that are on the market are going to require you to pay back the money. Some of them are referred to as a silent second. Silent second, sometimes, again, you pay it back. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes that money is forgiven after a certain amount of time of living in the property. I want to share with you some information from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage because they're doing a down payment assistance grant. Now, a grant is not the silent second. It is free money. Now, I always tell you there's no free lunch. How do you get this grant? How does it work? And what makes it so lucrative and so beneficial for you? Well, the idea is, and again, it's no free lunch. What the grant is going to do is they're going to generally increase your interest rate a little bit. And they take some of that money, and they've worked out a way that they can use some of that grant money. They write a grant that's forgiven at closing. So what that means is you don't ever have to pay it back. Now, what is the trade-off? Well, the trade-off is you're probably going to be paying a little bit higher interest rate, but do you care? The idea is if you're paying a half a percent, a quarter percent higher in interest rate so that you get 5% or up to 5% free money, doesn't that make sense to you? Think about the concept. 5% free money, and if you're getting a grant and you have to pay, say, an extra $30 a month, and I'll talk about that in a minute, the idea of the $30 a month. You got into the house. Now, an FHA loan, you have to put 3.5% down payment. Now, if you get a 5% grant, that's going to cover that 3.5%. You're not going to have any extras of it, and I'll share with you why in just a second. But the grant is used towards down payment and or closing costs. On the down payment assistance program that our friends over at Gold Star have, basically you have a 1.5% loan origination fee. So if you have a 1.5% loan origination fee and you have a 3.5% down payment assistance, see how that covers all of it for you? So it's really nothing out of your pocket. And you're going to end up having a slightly higher, maybe not even a slightly higher, might even be the same payment depending upon your situation and how much you need. If you don't need that whole 5%, well, maybe you go with a lower interest rate. When I looked at the numbers yesterday, and again, those numbers expire every single day, but when I looked at the numbers yesterday, the down payment assistance program was 0.5% higher in payment than a traditional FHA loan. So think about what that means, and think about what that means for your family. It's not a huge amount. And how long do you have to keep the loan? Well, generally looking at probably 6 months. It's not there's no prepayment penalty on it. But you're going to want to keep it at least 6 months because there's other FHA rules that kick in that are going to be meaningful to you. So I'm going to tell you that you should keep it for 6 months. So move right along with that concept. So what's the difference? What is it going to mean to you? What is it going to mean to your family? If you go and you get and I'm just going to use Orange County because that's the easiest number for us to use is Orange County, California. So if I say you've got a $400,000 loan property and you're going to do that 96.5% down payment, here's just a few different concepts for you when you're looking into those numbers. And again, remember I said yesterday's numbers. I can't go by today's numbers because I don't have what all the numbers are this morning. But if you're going to look at a FHA number, the difference, a half a percent difference, you're really looking at, you can't even calculate. I can put a wrong number in here. So let me redo this for you. But here's the issue is you're not talking about significant money, especially when you're looking at getting significant money as a rebate to you and your family. That's where the big, big issues come in, is the rebate to you and your family. So let me see if I can get this to come up here real quick for you so I can chat with you about it. So going from 4% to 4.5%, if those were numbers available, you're looking at a $100 difference, $98. What do you think? $20,000 as a gift or grant for $100 a month. I think you understand where the logic in that comes from, right? Now, there are limitations to this. Let's talk about the limitations when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. So the limitations of the down payment assistance program when we come back, and that $27,000 tax deduction that many people are not thinking about. Reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Our house in the
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. $27,000 deduction, tax deduction. That sounds like an interesting one. What do you got to do to get it? One key question every taxpayer faces is whether to itemize or take the standard deduction. No one has a ton of time on their tax returns, and that makes it tempting to not take full advantage of certain time-consuming tax strategies. I get it. We don't want to spend any more time than we absolutely have to dealing with our taxes. Sometimes you can save some money, though. It's easy to take the standard deduction, especially when you consider the time you have to take to gather records and calculate how much you can itemize. For the average American taxpayer who does itemize, the benefits of itemizing greatly exceed the standard deduction. Should you itemize, then, is the question. If you can get a bigger deduction using the standard deduction than you can by itemizing, then take the standard deduction generally makes the most sense. The amounts that you can take as a standard deduction when preparing your 2016 tax returns, well, at a filing standard deduction for single, $6,300. Married, $12,600. Head of household, $9,300. Standard deduction is much more popular than itemizing out of about 147 million total returns in the most recent year for which the IRS data are available, almost 103 million claimed the standard deduction. Those deductions amounted to up to $876 billion, and that worked out an average of $85.41 for every return that took the standard deduction. However, those who itemized got much larger deductions. The roughly 44 million taxpayers who itemized deducted a total of more than $1.2 trillion, amounting to an average of $27,447 per taxpayer. I'm going to post this report, the most common deductions for write-offs, but just think $27,000, the average if you itemize. Might be good for you to take a look at that. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. I did want to get back to our conversation on this down payment assistance program. So the grant is good for purchases or refinances of your primary home only. It is not for investment properties. It is not for second homes. The grant can be used, down payment again or closing. It's a gift. It is never, ever repaid. It is not limited to first-time home buyers, so repeat buyers can use it as well. Again, it's available on the purchase or refinance of the primary residence, and there's a lot of different program or loan types that are available. Think about this. If you're thinking of buying a house, doesn't it make sense to take this deduction, this I mean, I just shared with you a couple of numbers real quick that I looked up, and we were talking about the down payment assistance. And yes, it does have a little bit of an extra cost to it as far as on the monthly payment, $98 a month. On a $400,000 purchase, you're looking at $20,000. The big benefits of a streamline refinance. It's an FHA streamline refinance. If you haven't looked into the streamline refinance, it's a very good product for the right person, but it requires that you have a benefit. They call it a tangible benefit, a net tangible benefit. Well, if you go into a down payment assistance program and you have a great lender that's working with you, I share this all the time with people, that your lender should be, no matter what, looking at your loan on a regular basis to see where it might be beneficial to you and what modifications might be beneficial to you. So let's think about that part of it. If you're looking every year with your lender at doing a mortgage review, an annual mortgage review, and you see that you can save 5% on your payment, wouldn't it make sense to go and do that? So if we look at $100 on a $2,800 payment, you're not quite at the 5% because you need $140, but you're very close to saving that amount of money. Might be a couple other areas that you can work into it. Maybe you had a chance to get some appreciation, so you're going to save a little bit on your mortgage insurance. Maybe that new ruling that was halted by the Trump administration, well, maybe they implement that and make it a little easier for you and reduce that mortgage insurance premium. These are all issues that are in play right now. So what I want you to really think about is not the idea of what your potential is or refinancing any of those other things. What I really want you to think about is owning your own home. Owning your own home, getting in the game. And this makes it so that you don't have an excuse for not getting in the game if you actually have the opportunity of getting 5% grant money and you don't have to pay anything for it. If you get a grant and you don't have to pay that back, doesn't that make some sense to you? And if you look at, say you go in at a 4.75, $400,000 property, $2,014 or $2,000 a month, and the streamline comes in at $1,899, you're just about there. That's called mortgage planning, planning ahead, knowing what your exit strategy is, what the end result is going to be, what you're looking to accomplish for you and your family. I'm just sharing some of these pieces of information for you so you will understand that there is an opportunity for you to own a home as long as you can document your income, you've had a stable job, and you haven't had any disqualifying events in the last couple of years, you're in good shape. And that's one of the reasons why I ask you to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.